Well, we've been talking to our friend Tim Daniels in Florence about, you know, the state of the world. We're going to talk to a new friend, commodity exploration, Fred, as you know, is risky business. And with global tensions riding high and investors seeking safe investment havens like gold, the potential for Canada's untapped reserves remain high. And that is where our next guest comes in. He is the chief executive officer of Transition Metals, a project generator that takes the risk out of exploration for gold and other commodities like copper and platinum. That's a lot of grown-up stuff. And our guest is Scott McLean. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're fantastic. I mean, you're on the Humble and Fred show, so you know things are working out pretty well for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. We Googled Transition Metals, and a list of metals came up. Do you explore for all of those, and where did the name come from?
Well, not really. There's about 36 transition metals on the periodic table, if you remember your grade 11 chemistry.
I do not.
And, and those include many of the commodities that we explore for, like gold, nickel, copper, platinum, and palladium, for example, that you mentioned in your intro. So it's a fitting name for us. We're a multi-commodity project generator, as you described. We look for a number of different opportunities in different commodity bases, and that is a rather fitting name in that circumstance.
Well, tell me, you know, you just mentioned something. A project generator. What exactly does that mean?
Well, we generate projects. So essentially, you know, as you mentioned also in your intro, the junior mining business is a pretty risky business. And in fact, about 1 in 1,000 sort of new greenfields targets will become profitable mines, and probably 1 in over 3,000 will actually become a significant mine. So, you know, but we like the business because we're given the opportunity to discover new ore bodies. And by doing that, we're providing to society, we're creating jobs, we're turning rock into currency, it's value added. And it's a high with high risk comes high reward.
Yeah, of course.
So most of these junior companies, most of them that you invest in run a traditional junior model. So they have one or two projects. They finance those projects by raising money, issuing equity in the company, and they create a huge rate of equity dilution, shareholders' equity dilution. So a traditional junior, if they're successful in the 1 in 1,000 kind of odds, they'll have a single discovery that their shareholders will be diluted significantly out of.
Mm-hmm.
What we tend to do is we have multiple projects, and rather than funding those by raising money and issuing equity, we sell interest in the projects. We bring in partners to help us with buy interest in the project, advance the projects, and mitigate that risk for us. So we have lots of different irons in the fire, lots of opportunities for our shareholders to be involved in discovery, and we mitigate that risk by bringing partners in and minimizing that shareholders' dilution.
Understood.
Now, all the projects focused in Canada, a few months ago, investors may have not been able to be focused on that exactly. How is Canada's stability compared to other areas?
Well, we like it. I mean, the technical, when we look at projects, even on a worldwide basis, we look at three nodes. What's the technical merit? Is it a good project? Is it a good value? Is it a good opportunity? Is it a perspective? We look at the economics. How far from a road is it? How deep is it? How is there power nearby, etc.? And then we also look at what you're talking about, political stability and the security of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we want to do is take in shareholders' money, invest that into advancing a project to only have that kind of scraped out under our feet in an unstable political environment. So we love Canada. It's perspective. We're starting to see a lot more larger companies move into Canada. But we do see the playing field changing a little bit. So we're involved a lot more in the planning stage with a lot of the social elements, which is really kind of a worldwide kind of phenomenon or change in the way we do our business.
Well, Fred asked you about investment here in the country, but, you know, given, you know, what's going on around the world and how interconnected we all are, do you guys Transition Metals invest outside of Canada?
We have, but typically we stick to where we have the expertise. We know the ground rules. We know if we are successful, we'll be able to exploit our successes. We do have looked at other countries on a project by project basis, but generally speaking, our expertise, our proprietary data sets, our access to public geoscientific data sets really allows us to really prosper here in Canada, and that's what we've done for the last number of years.
All right.
And the big question, do you see people investing in gold more in the coming months and years based on what's happening globally?
I think so. You know, gold's an interesting one, right? Whenever you see instability or economies in the stock market, uncertainty, in particular in the markets, you see people going to gold as a safe haven, as a hedge against inflation, for example. And we're seeing all those in the marketplace right now, where there's some instability across the world. We're seeing high inflation rates, and we've seen gold rise tremendously over the last few months. This morning, I think it hit $2,000, a U.S. an ounce, and many think that it's poised to go much higher.
So, really?
We're pretty excited.
And what does that mean then for exploration here in Canada? Will we see increased interest from people?
I think so. You know, Canada is one of those countries that, as I mentioned earlier, is bountiful in its resources. It's a resource-based country, and we have many opportunities for many commodities here in Canada. We're seeing a lot of new companies move into the Canadian space because it's stable, because it has the opportunity. And when you look around the world, you know, you see what's happening in Europe. I mean, you know, Russia supplies about 20% of the world's what we call class one nickel. And class one nickel is what's required for the electrification of cars, for example. We've seen nickel rise in price over the last year from about $8 to over $9 based on that a pound, based on that demand for electric cars. But since the Russia crisis has happened, the sanctions placed against that country, this morning nickel hit $20 a pound.
Wow!
So it it goes to show you that being in Canada is a good place. It's a stable place, and with commodity prices really spiking right now due to worldwide instability, we're pretty excited about the opportunities here.
Okay,
and you have so many projects. What is Sunday Lake?
Yeah, so Sunday Lake is a pretty important project. It's the platinum palladium deposits are hard to find on a worldwide basis. We have one. We have a tiger by the tail here. It's a large project. It's still in the exploration stage. Our interest in it is a 25% free carry, so we don't have to put any money into this project until it's through its feasibility stage. To date, we've seen about $15 million spent on the project. It's got a broad, wide zone of mineralization that we think can become a resource pretty quickly. Our intersection is about 40 meters of over 5 grams per ton platinum plus palladium plus gold. Some very high-grade intersections within that. You, Sunday Lake, is part of an emerging PGM or platinum metal district that was just recognized early in the 2000s with the discovery down in Michigan called Eagle Mine.
You know, we're starting to get a little bit of static here on your line. So before we lose you, though, you got the big project is Sunday Lake. Saturday night is another big project that you're working on.
Yeah. So Saturday night's right beside Sunday Lake. It's identical to Sunday Lake. It's the next tiger.
Where are these, by the way?
These two deposits are about a few kilometers, 25 kilometers outside the city of Thunder Bay.
Oh, okay.
They're very excited projects. But let me just mention, seeing nickel hit $20 a pound this morning, I would be remiss not to mention our Mod Lake nickel project, which have high-grade nickel at surface, about 6% nickel in grabs. We've just completed a 350-kilometer airborne geophysical survey that has some very interesting results. So stay tuned. That's going to be an exciting project as well.
Now, your company is called Transition Metals, but we understand there's been some transition in your life as well, Scott. You've got a brand new baby. What's your investment? On that?
That's quite the project.
That's quite the project. What's the name of that project?
Yeah, well, I like that. I like being multi-commodity and bringing a new child in the world. Just another commodity to look after.
Oh yeah.
father. Mm-hmm. We're pretty excited about him. So now I have four kids, and I think that's going to be it.
Good for you.
Wow, man. Well, you are a very busy man. We certainly appreciate you taking some time. The company is called Transition Metals. In your final second or two here, Scott, what would you like us to know about this company, and how do people find out more about it?
Well, look, we're a responsible company. We're looking, if investors are looking to get into a risky business like the junior mining sector, ours is a good opportunity. We're multi-commodity. We mitigate that risk. We've got a great project, great team, and we're a sustainable business. We don't need to go out and raise money. We can fund the company from our investments that we have within the company. And last year, we even paid a dividend. Now, how many junior mining companies have done that? I'd ask that question. So it's a great opportunity.
Excellent.
Chat with anybody who wants to look up our contact information and find out more about the company.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you taking some time. Hope you enjoy talking to us, a couple of nonsense merchants. That's what we mine every day. We're mining nonsense on this program. Scott, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
See you, Scott. Take it easy.
Scott McLean, the president and CEO. See, there's a grown up. There's a guy doing grown up work. Transition Metals. You know, one of the things he said, and I've had conversations with other people in this industry. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Scott. Just let yourself out.
Okay. Thanks.
Is how rare it is. You know, when he talked about a 1 in 1,000 shot, like it is. You know, my older brother David does a lot of work with people in the mining industry. It is a real, you know, it's a tough business. I mean, we're great at it here in Canada, companies like his, but it is a tough business to get into because of so many different factors. You know, it's like almost taking a new drug to market. You have a 1 in 1,000 chance of your investment in a mine somewhere in this world paying off.
Yeah, I know. It's complex.
Yeah, it's a lot of grown-up stuff.